97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. Please welcome to the show, Lauren Stafford. I'm so excited when you're...
Take a seat. No standing ovation is needed.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to go lie down in the corner over here.
You relax.
It's all yours.
Kick your shoes off.
And see all these buttons
rest
here?
Rest your feet. Exactly. I'll try not mess with them too much.
You can handle all this. I'm just going to go lie down and rest.
No, I've always learned don't touch the buttons.
All right.
So today...
I'll stay here.
It's very special Clean Joke Day because it's day one of our Clean Joke submissions.
Oh, yeah. I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah. We ask people to submit clean jokes, and we're going to pick the top 10 best submitted jokes. Mm-hmm. And so this is the first one. We're going to read them all this week, all next week, and then starting next Friday, ask everyone to vote on their favorite one by visiting Chapelboro. We'll put every audio clip up every day on chapelboro.com on the Clean Joke Contest page.
All right.
And ask you to vote. And the winner, the person who submitted the best joke, gets over $100 in gift cards.
Oh, fantastic.
You know, restaurants and stuff like that.
That's so. Nothing to laugh about.
No, not at all. Not very funny. But let's see our very first person, Bob Crane.
Oh, Bob Crane.
Yes.
Well, I know it's going to be good then, because Bob Crane's kind of a funny dude.
Okay, and to be honest, I actually have, I'm excited for this one. It made you laugh.
Yeah.
When you looked at it.
I'm excited
to see this. All right.
I don't usually see these in advance, but I've seen this one.
Yeah. All right. So the first of 10. The village church installs their new bell and puts out an ad for a bell ringer. The only applicant is a man with no arms. Asked how he will be able to ring the bell, he climbs up to the bell tower and then takes a running start and bangs the bell with his head. The bell rings with perfect pitch, and he's hired. All goes well the first month until one Sunday it rains, and as the man is running toward the bell, he slips on the wet floor and falls from the bell tower to his death on the street below.
Oh, no.
I know. The town people surround him, and one person asks, "Does anyone know his name?" To which another town person replies, "I don't know his name, but his face rings a bell." But hold on. But wait.
There's more.
Okay. The following day, another armless man applies to the church and indicates he is the deceased bell ringer's brother. It's all in the family. He is given the job after showing how he can also ring the bell with his head. Must have passed it down.
Okay.
Unfortunately, on the next rainy day, the brother also slips on the wet floor in the bell tower, falls to his death on the street below. Same crowd of town people gather, and one person again asks, "Does anyone know his name?" To which another town person replies, "I don't know his name, but he sure is a dead ringer for his brother." Oh, my goodness. And as Bob said, this really is a two-for-one kind of joke. It's true. You get two for the price of one.
The joke that keeps on giving.
It is. It keeps on giving.
Oh man.
Oh, goodness. Thank you, Bob.
That's hilarious. I wonder if Bob made that up.
I know. We'll have to ask. We'll see if he wins.
Well, so far, since we've only had one, we can say that's the one to beat.
That's the one to beat. Exactly. So listen the rest of this week and next. Every day, clean joke.
I can't wait until tomorrow.
All right.